First quarter beef production is reduced on the pace of slaughter and lower carcass weights. Pork production was reduced on slight lighter carcass weights, but broiler and turkey production for the first quarter was raised as the pace of slaughter to date has been higher than expected. The egg production forecast was also raised on increased table egg production as the sector continues to rebuild following last year's highly pathogenic avian influenza outbreaks. Now, beef import and export forecasts are unchanged from last month. The pork export forecast was lowered on recent trade data. The pork import forecast, though, was raised on expectations of relatively large exportable supplies in the EU and continued strength of the U.S. dollar. Now, on the dairy side of the latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report, milk production forecast for 2016 has been lowered from last month as a smaller decline in the cow herd is more than offset by slower growth in milk per cow. Fat and skim solid basis exports are reduced primarily on strong competition in international whey product markets, and exports of a number of other dairy products are facing increasing competition. Imports are increased on both a fat and skim solids basis. Continued strength of the U.S. dollar is expected to keep the U.S. as an attractive market for dairy products. Expectations of a relatively wide spread between U.S. and international butter prices will support increased butterfat imports, while cheese imports will likely benefit from continued demand strength. They said whey product exports are also likely to be pressured by large world supplies.